The City of Medina. As you approach the city of Medina by whatever means of transport, whether it is from the airport or by coach, contemplate history. See, this was the town that was called Yathrib. It was populated by the Jews who traveled there knowing about the coming of the last prophet of God, because this was found in their scriptures. Their intention was to hand over everything to this prophet that would come when he came, just as we have the aspiration to hand over all our affairs to Imam Zamana Ajallahu Faraja. Now, when the persecution in Makkah was at its height, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised some of his followers to do hijrah, to be able to migrate, to emigrate to Yathrib, because there were people from there who, when hearing about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had come to him, had spoken to him, actually taken a couple of pledges, and these are known as the pledges of Aqaba. Aqaba is a mountain pass. And so he advised his followers to go there to Yathrib. He too then decided, after persecution was at such a stage where they wished to kill him, to move, to emigrate to Yathrib. Now, as you approach Medina, imagine the people of Medina waiting for a person who changed the way they thought. It was a small village. And they're waiting for him, knowing that he's coming. Imagine that they can see from the edge of their village into this valley. And they're waiting for this person to come. Each wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay with them. They knew he would not differentiate because of their wealth or their position. And this is where the words from the nasheed Tala al-Badru comes along. The words of this nasheed actually say, Tala al-Badru alayna, the full moon has risen amongst us. Min thaniyat al-wada, come from thaniyat al-wada, which is the valley outside Medina. وجب الشكر علينا, we must all say alhamdulillah, ما دعا لله دعا, as long as the caller calls us to Allah. أيها المبعوث فينا, O messenger of Allah to us. جاءت بالأمر المتاع, you've come for an obedient cause. جاءت شرفت المدينة, you've come to grace and elevate our town. مرحبا يا خير دعا, welcome, welcome, O the best of callers. The Prophet, overwhelmed by this invitation, looked around and said, when he reached Medina, that where my camel Kiswa sits, I will stay. And Kiswa sits outside the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. Now, who is Abu Ayyub Ansari? He is from the progeny of the kings of Tuba. And the Quran talks about them in Surah Al-Dukhan, this is Surah number 44. Ayah 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَنْ قَوْمِ طُبَّ. Now, the kings of Tuba wanted to invade Yathrib. And when they came over, they were told not to invade this town or take it over or destroy it, because the last prophet would come there. And they spared the town and left their family there. And the king actually left a letter with his family to give to this last prophet when he came. And a family member of his, or from his progeny, was Abu Ayyub Ansari, who was blind. And when the prophet rests, the camel rests outside his house and he goes in, the prophet passes his hand over Abu Ayyub Ansari, who can then see. And the place where Kiswa sat was designated as the masjid. And this land belonged to two orphans from whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam buys the land. And this is where this masjid was built. So as you approach Medina, think of all these things. Think of the hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, a person visiting my grave deserves my intercession, and a person who visits me after my death is like a person who visits me during my lifetime. When talking to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he said, my son, if someone visits me, your father or you, whilst alive or dead, it becomes wajib on me to visit them on the day of Qiyamah and do their shafa'ah. These are the thoughts that should be going through your mind as you approach this most amazing city where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked, talked and built the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This is Surah Al-Hajj. One who gives azmat, who gives greatness to the signs of Allah, it is he who has God consciousness in his or her heart. And we must remember that the place we're approaching, Medina, has been walked on by all the ma'sumeen. It's an amazing place. There is amazing vibes here, amazing aura here. And as Quran says in Surah Ali Imran, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not even think of those who have been killed in the way of Allah as dead. وَلَحْيَانِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They are alive with their Rabb. It's a very, very precious place that you are about to come to. And it only makes sense to make the most of the opportunity.